we pay our respects to the elders, past, present, and emerging, of the Turrbal and Yagara people. We acknowledge that their sovereignty over this land was never ceded,
and we stand in solidarity with them.
Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Gloria and Mac with your 8 a.m. with your 10 a.m. Zedlines.
In local news, this is not local. Might have made a little bit of a mistake, but in national news, where the local news should be, New South Wales Premier Chris Minns has put a range of infrastructure projects on hold in order to rein in spending and meet election promises. The Premier has stated during the election campaign that he would pause some projects, such as the Great Western Highway Tunnel and business cases for two Sydney Metro expansions. Since being elected 100 days ago, Minns claims that the state's budget debt was on track to reach $187 billion.
And since this all national news in 10 a.m. Zedlines, the Q1 building in Surfers Paradise caught fire around 7 a.m. this morning, leading to hundreds of people being evacuated while others were reportedly trapped inside a lift. The blaze has since been extinguished with no serious injuries reported. However, the Queensland Ambulance Service said 13 people were transported to various close hospitals to be treated for smoke inhalation, all in stable condition. Q1 resident Katie Anderson said the fire alarm did not activate on her floor and staff had to door knock apartments to alert residents. Hamilton Avenue, Clifford Street, and Surfers Paradise Boulevard have been closed while the area is assessed, with no structural damage to Australia's tallest building recorded. It is believed the blaze originated in an underground bin before spreading up the rubbish chute, and investigations are ongoing.
And in even more national news, milk prices are set to rise across the country, with major dairy processors competing for product and paying farmers increased rates per litre. July marks the beginning of new milk season, and June inflation data shows a 15% year increase in dairy product prices. While this benefits dairy farmers, who are receiving an average of 3 additional cents per litre, consumers as well as major processors like Bega Cheese are being put under increased pressure. The national milk pool was down 5.3% at the end of May compared to last year, and Dairy Australia has forecasted for 2022-2023 milk production to trend downwards, meaning that competition and subsequent prices are likely to remain high.
Australia has faced criticism for allying with China and Russia in opposing a group of Pacific Island nations aimed at addressing carbon emissions within the shipping industry. Pacific Island nations, being one of the world's largest shipping fleets, will introduce a 100 per ton levy on maritime emissions to make cleaner fuels cost. However, there's an enormous comment on Australia and Brazil's opposition to the levy based on the rising cost of high-volume seaborne trade with China. According to the Solomon Island Prime Minister Manasseh Sogavar, the levy is set to reduce the price gap between dirty and clean fuels, and is essential for Albanese government to continue to achieve the Paris Agreement climate targets.
And in international news, Hunter Biden showed a controversial appearance at a state dinner following a plea deal of avoiding jail for tax and gun crimes. Hunter's legal woes and the president's protection of his son have put the White House in a delicate position. However, political analysts believe these scandals may not significantly impact Joe Biden's political fortunes in the upcoming election. The Republican Party continue to investigate the Biden family, as expected, while the Justice Department defends its handling of the Hunter Biden probe. Hunter is criticized as the black sheep of the family and a political liability with a history of sex, drugs, and money.
And for your weather today, Brisbane is chill and a little bit smoky. It's currently 17 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 21. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in a moderate band. That's all of your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to www.4zz.org.au to read more.